So we'll talk this evening about the mitzvah of Tochacha, which is an erchin on Tezayin and Mibbeis. So if you look back at Tezayin and Mibbeis, the Gemara, let's see, begins Yeletet Tana Rabbanan. It's about 10-12 lines down on Tezayin and Mibbeis. So we'll begin with the Gemara here. Tana Rabbanan, Lo Sisna Sachicho Bilvavecha. Right, Pasuk Pashas Kedoshim. You can't hate your brother in your heart. So that's in your heart. Yocholo Yakenu Velo Yisterenu Velo Yikalalenu. Yikalkalenu or Yikalalenu, right? On the left side it says Yikalalenu. So you would think, so I can't hit him and I can't slap him and I can't curse him. Tamalar Bilvavecha. Sino Shebelev Hakosov Medaber. So that leads us into the next comment where the Gemara is going to discuss the issue of Tochacha to rebuke someone when you see them doing something wrong or they've done something wrong. That's really part of one of the issues we're going to address tonight. Minayin l'roa b'chaveiro dover meguna shechayv l'hochicho. How do you know? If you see something despicable that your friend is doing, that I have the obligation to rebuke him. Shneamar hocheach tochiach. All right. Pasuk in the Chumash, Hochicho v'lo kibel mimenu v'lo kibel minayin sheyachzor v'yochichenu. How do I know that if he wasn't the Kabbal the first time, I have to give Tochach again? Tamalamar Tochiach mikol makom. Regardless, there's a mitzvah. Tochach continues 4 or 5 times, etc. Yochol afil mishtar panav. You would think I'm allowed to rebuke him to the point where he's embarrassed. Tamalamar lo sisa alav chet. The end of that pasuk. Yes, but not to the extent of lo sisa alav chet. It can't be to the extent that he's going to be embarrassed by your tochacha. So we're bound to right to ensure that the person's not embarrassed. At the same time, right, iata bo ben chorin la hibatel mimenu, so to speak. You have that obligation is upon you. And then the Gemara goes on to say, we gave examples that the Rabbi Tarfon says, you know, I question whether there's anyone bedor hazeh that can kamel tochacha or can give tochacha. So we discuss that.
That could be a din in lifnei iver, right? Because if you're hocheach tochiach multiple times, it's going to come to a point where the other guy is sisna bilvavecha.
You're saying towards you.
Towards you.
Right. Right. Okay. So we're going to discuss that. Right. So we're going to discuss also that sinna may play an important role because here it says. If I see, the first thing says, then it goes on to discuss, you know, these are the things I'm allowed to do. I'm allowed to strike him if it's something that I need, if it's absolutely necessary. So we'll see, there may be circumstances where there is an obligation to hate your friend. You know, is it possible to say that after, let's say, I hit him and I slap him, etc., and then he didn't take whatever tochacha I was giving him through that action. So that's one thing we're going to talk about. Second thing was, where are we? 1 second. We had other psukim, and we had the extent of tochacha as well. Okay, so let's skip a little bit. This is also in the middle of the Amud here, on Tezayin and the Beis. The Gemara said, Ad hechan tochacha. Right, you see that? It's right by the Shita Mikubetzes, or a line or two below that. First word of the line is Yadoy. So, Ad Heichan Tochacha, Rav Amar Ad Haka, up to what point I have to be Mochiach? Ad Haka, which means to the point that the person is so angry at me that he's going to hit me back. Shmuel Amar Ad Klola, to the point where the subject is going to curse the Mochiach. Rav Yochan Amar, and Nazifa to the point where he rebukes you back. Fine. So, and then we did the Gemara discuss that a little bit further. So if you take a look at the first source here, there are really two issues that I want to discuss. The first one is, and there's a lot to talk about when it comes to Chachach, so we're just going to focus our attention on two issues. The first one is, to what extent do we say that Tochacha applies to a person who has yet to do an Avera, and my Tochacha is going to prevent him from doing that Avera, or the Tochacha is about rebuking someone who has done an Avera. Now, if you look at the simple reading of the Gemara, where this halacha appears, the Gemara used the following language. Minayin l'roe b'chaveru davar meguna shechayev lahochichos. The simple understanding of that, I already saw him do something despicable, and I have an obligation to tochacha. If I see someone's about to do something wrong, I don't necessarily have a source in the Chumash that there's a mitzvah of tochacha. There may be
hasra
being moche, but that may not be included in the context of this particular mitzvah. So take
and
a look
have
at
the problem of them possibly making it a mazins and a shogeg.
Right. Okay. That's right. And you could also make the argument that it's obvious that I have to prevent him. In other words, once he does something wrong, he may say, okay, he did something wrong, what are you going to do now? But I'm about to prevent him, I should have to prevent him. So look at the Rambam Sefer HaMitzvahs. This is Mitzvah 205, Reish Hei. V'hamitzvah ha-Reish Hei, hi shetzivanu lehochiach ha-chotei, umi sheyirtze lachato, levinnoa oso mimenu, bimamar v'tochacha. So look what it says. I have to be mochiach ha-chotei, o... with Ma'amar V'tochacha. Interestingly, there actually is another version. This is, I guess, the newer version, that it says B'Ma'amar Tochacha, which sounds like Ma'amar Tochacha means through rebuke that's done verbally.
That says Ma'amar V'tochacha.
Correct, but that's what I'm saying. This actually has the two girsos. The girso we have is Ma'amar V'tochacha, which sounds like there is a Tochacha that may be done through verbally, and then in any other ways I would do Tochacha. Foot, good. The Ein Roy Lanu Sheyomar Echad Mimenu Ani Lo Echata V'Miechatezu Lo Simali. It's not right for me to say, well, listen, I have to worry about myself. I'm not going to sin, and if someone else sins, that wasn't me, right? Dino im Elohav, let him deal with the Ribono Shalom. Why is that my problem, right? Zeh Hefech HaTorah. That, no, that's just the opposite of the Torah's instruction and right and Torah's teachings. Aval anachnu mitzuvim shelo namre v'lo nazov zulaseinu meyomenoseinu sheyamre. I can't rebel. I can't do something wrong. Nor should I abandon someone from my own nation, from my own family, who's going to do the same thing. V'mihishtadel lahamros. Once again, he's going to be mishtadel. He's going to even attempt to do something wrong. Chayavim anu lahochicha ulahashivo and allow him to return to repent. The afal pishol yatzol of edus yizchayev of din. Right. In other words, it doesn't mean that only when there's edus does this halacha apply. Fine. V'hu amar yisaleh. That's the pasuk when Hashem says hocheach tochichas amisecha. If you skip after the period, v'lashon sifra. So the sifra learns like this: the medrash halach and vayikra, because it's parshas kedoshim. Minayim hochachato afil arba v'chamish v'pamim chazor v'hochiach. Our Gemara didn't give the example 4 or 5, but the idea is there. Tavalavar hocheach tochiach, as our Gemara said, mikom makom. Yochol afilu at mochicha upanav mishtanos, to the extent where his face is going to change colors. No, tamalomar velosisar alav chet, as we said. Okay, it says, look up Lo Sase 303. Kvar bayarnu hachachamim shechiyuv mitzvazu al kol adam v'afilu hapachos lenechbad. It applies even to someone of lesser honor or lesser dignity to one who is more respected. Chayv lehochicho, don't be embarrassed. Someone's doing something wrong. Is the rabbi doing something wrong? You say it in the proper way. We talk about that when it comes to our parents, right? We see how do we tell them to do? They're doing something wrong. Say, didn't we learn together in the Mishnah Berurah? Doesn't the pasuk say? I'm not. It's not me. It's not about me. It's about what the Chumash says. The afilu kile lo so bizohu, even if the guy curses you. Lo yasur mil hochicho ad shayakeu. So you see, he passed them like one opinion. You had those three opinions, Nezifa and Haka and Klala. So this is saying no. Klala, don't worry about. And he's embarrassing you, too bad. If he hits you, then already that's odd. That's the first opinion. That was Rav, I think. That was the first opinion. Rav said ad Haka. Kamosh be'arnu mikablei haTorah erchin yudvav and aleph, right? Which is real test item based.
That could all be the same period of time, right? You could be at the same point in time where you'd either hit or it could be stages, or
right.
It could be the same.
Right, exactly the same thing. And it would pass ganad haKa. All right. So the simple reading of this Rambam is that the din of tochacha applies to, as we said, whether the person has done something, a davar magune, already. or a person is about to do something wrong, it's the same mitzvah of tochacha. You look at the Rambam, however, in Hilchos Deos,
when it says sheyirtza
machto, yeah, how else do you explain that?
Nahachote, it means he did it once, but he's going to do it again.
Do it again.
So he's still...
But it sounds like he hasn't earned that title. Watch. Lohochiach achote. Oh, me, meaning this is a different type of person.
Right. Yeah.
Oh, me, sheyirtza lachto.
It's like the yirtza.
Aha, so he's already...
multiple times.
Interesting. Okay.
He's currently...
That would help, because look at the Rambam here. The Rambam Hilchos Deos, Perek Vav Halacha Zayin, Haroach Haveru Shechata, O Shehalach B'derech Lo Tova, Mitzvah Lahach Zero Lamutav, Ulahodio Shehu Chotei, Alatzum of the Mas of Aroim, Shenamar, Hocheach Tochichach Samisecha. So what are the examples the Rambam gives? Shechata, O shahalach b'derech lo tova. So this is someone who's already done something wrong. He doesn't give you the example sheyirtza lachto limnoa oso. All right. Uhamochiach. He continues as chaveru bein dvarim shebeno leveno bein dvarim shebeno leveno makom bein adam makom bein chaveru. Either way, tzarach lo chicho beino leven atzmo. Obviously not in public, but privately you call him over. V'idabe lo benachas. Ulashon Raka, he's soft spoken. V'yodio sheino omer lo elo l'tova so lavi l'chalam haba. This is only for your good, for your benefit. Im kibel mimenu mutav im lo v'yochichenu pam shni u'shlishis v'chein tamid chayav adam lohochicho. Again, like Rav, ad sheyakeo achote v'yomar lo enishem. Until he hits you and says, "I'm not listening anymore." Then you stop. V'chol she'efshor b'yado limchos v'eino moche. Who nitpas va'avon elu, kevan she'efshar lo limchos b'ayim. Then the Rambam says something different. And if it's possible for you to protest and prevent, and you don't, interesting. It doesn't say that is the chiyuv of tochacha. It sounds like that this is, in the way it's understood, it's midin arvus, that's my liability. That's my responsibility, and that avon becomes mine. The same way, if you haven't done a mitzvah, I have an obligation to discharge your obligation, and I'm not yotze completely until I make sure every Jew fulfills that mitzvah.
It's the Good Samaritan law.
All right, so the opposite is also so.
Yeah.
That because of the din of arvus, that avon becomes mine. But it's not a din of tochacha. So the simple understanding of this Rambam would be there are two halachos. There's a halacha of tochacha if you see a dover meguneh, which is like the Gemara. And then there's a mitzvah of arvus to prevent someone to make sure that it does something wrong. And if you don't, that avon is yours. But tochacha by its very definition means someone did something wrong and now you give tochacha for what? What are you going to give tochacha for? If you think about it logically, what does tochacha mean? You did something wrong and you have to go back. I didn't do anything wrong yet. That's not called tochacha. That may be something else. So that issue is a question that many of the Nosei Kelim on the Rambam raise, is to how the Rambam, also most of us steer in the Rambam. In Sefer HaMitzvos, it's very clear that tochacha is both, and both are learned from Mocheach Tochich, he says. It is both after the fact and to prevent. And here in Hilchos Deos, you don't get the idea that tochacha as a mitzvah would be in that category. So the beautiful answer, as often is with manuscripts that we have, is that there is another version of this Rambam Hilchos Deos, and actually the Kiryas Sefer, the way he understands the Rambam, actually is in that way. So look, read the Rambam with me again. Watch what the other Girsa doesn't have the word halach, it has the word holech. Haroech haveru shechata, o sheholech b'derech lo tova. So that has, right, that connotes that someone is on his way to do something wrong in that derech, and then I'm going to prevent him from doing something wrong. So take a look at the Kiryas Sefer. Look what he says. Mitzvah Yud Aleph, and it's source 3.
Even the Rotze. It's a lechata. It's Rotze.
It's Rotze. Right. It's Rotze. Right? Right. Oh, so look what he says. Lohochia chote, o misha rotze lachtova holech b'derech lo tova. He understands that the holech b'derech lo tova is the rotze lachto. He's on his way to do something wrong. Not halachi already. No, he's holech, and I see where he's going. This is not going to end well. Mm-hmm. And on the way, I see him and I prevent him. So that's preventative. So if that's the way to read the Rambam, Hilchos Deos Perek Vav Halacha Zayin, O Sheholech B'Derech Tovah, and we do have, the Frankel Rambam has that girsa, that it's holech, so then I understand where the Rambam is actually consistent. That Tochacha would apply to both, and it's both preventative and, of course, post facto. Fine. So that's one piece of information. The second thing that I want to discuss is that first line of the Rambam, Sefer HaMitzvos, where he speaks about Mamar. That
so in
also
that case, the whole she'afshar biyodo limchos.
That's also part of Tochacha. The additional chiddush of that is your nitpas ba'avon. You nit pas ba'avon is there. Because I could have prevented
on
it.
On the rotze on the chote?
No, like, watch. I'm supposed to be the mochiach. So if Reuven does something wrong, and I give him tochacha, so I did the mitzvah. If I don't give him tochacha, after he did it, I'm not nitfas. Mm-hmm. This is saying, if I could have prevented the aveira, then I missed out on a mitzvah of tochacha, and I'm nitfas b'avon because I could have prevented
that.
That I
understand more. Because if he does it, and you could, but if he did it already, and I'm still, he did it already.
Right, he did it.
I'm still getting
that.
It
would,
not
correct. Right, so right. Like, that would be difficult. Right. Okay. So the other issue is.
Although isn't hochacha pointless if it's never going to come up again?
That's a question. Is anyone's going to be makabel? So you want to say, no, but everyone holds that there is element of tochacha after the fact.
A person was not Mechavi, his father, and the father is Nifter.
Okay.
Is there a name of...
Okay. So you could argue the Gemara says there's still kibbut afterwards. Mm-hmm. Right? There's kibbut, there's, right?
So, but we could come up with an example. Right.
So the answer may be not in Achinami. That may be, that's a very important point. That if the idea is that I really want to prevent you from doing something, that's what Tochacha is about. So then in Achinami, there may be cases there wouldn't be Tochacha, just for you to know I did something wrong. Unless you want to say, I'm able to translate. In other words, if someone's, I'm mochiach someone, so they become now a little bit more sensitive to Shmiras HaMitzvos in general. This is a Beferish Mishnah Berurah. Ooh, and maybe I should be learning Mishnah Berurah, and then you learn about 1,000 other halachas. Maybe, I don't know, it's a good question. So here is, we're going to read through the Chovas HaLevavos, and here we're going to pick up on that which the Rambam wrote in the beginning, where he said it was a mitzvah l'noa mimenu and l'hochiach b'mamar v'tochacha. So what mamar means, I have to say something. Tochacha means I'm rebuking. Now typically we assume rebuke means I'm saying something. And I told you there is another girsa b'mamar tochacha, that the tochacha is a mamar, which would imply that there is no other way for me to do tochacha other than mamar. I shouldn't be hitting someone for as tochacha. In fact, the Gemara here didn't introduce hocheach tochiach in the context of lotisnas nechichel b'vavecha. What if I smack him? What if I do this? What if I do that? The Gemara wasn't talking about tochacha. It was simply talking about the fact that that's not b'vavecha. So that's a question.
And what is mamar at? Like what? It could have just said, no, so we menu bitochacha. So what is mamar?
So mamar is, maybe mamar is coming to tell you, you're saying if it's both, if it's mamar bitochacha. Meaning maybe it
or
means
even
mamar
tochacha. Why
so, okay,
not
so
just
mamar,
bitochacha?
Right, so to tell you that the tochacha has to be done with verbally. Yeah. Has to be done verbally. So let's look at the Chovas HaLevavos. So here it's in the context of in Shar Cheshbon HaNefesh, this is Shar Ches Perek Gimel, I read through a little bit before, it's a context of associating with a chevra of people. And generally speaking, we try to find a good chevra, but invariably, there are people who are going to be doing things wrong who are around us at some point in our lives, and we may be confronted with this obligation of tochacha. So in that context, he writes as follows. Umehem chiyuv hatzivui betov v'ha'azhara min hara. So there is, amongst my obligation, it may not be sufficient to have a feeling of sinna to some extent if they're really doing something wrong, which I'm allowed to hate someone if they're really doing something wrong. But no, it's not sufficient. I have an obligation to ensure that they do good and warn them not to do bad. That's obligation. By the way, it's very clear, Hazhara Minara, that the Chovas Salavavos holds, Rabbeinu Bachya holds, that preventative is also that mitzvah, no doubt. Va'anachnu chayovin lahazir minara b'gimel dvarim. Here it is. Hocheach tochiach, in the context of preventing someone from doing something wrong, three ways. Ha'echon mehen b'pigiyas hayad, really, physically, kimosha asa pinchas bidvar zimri b'kazbi, that's pretty serious tochacha. V'habeiz limchos bidvarim, with words, kimosha asa moshe ba'omro l'rasha lamasa kereyecha.
That tochacha, though, pinchas is to the rest of the nation.
That's correct, obviously, right. All right. V'hagimol believe, kimosha amar David alav ha'shalom in tehillim chavav, Sonesi kahal mireim. The pasuk ends v'im rishaim lo eshev. So what's sonesi? What's belayv? Belayv means if I can't accomplish any tochacha by doing something physically or verbally, then there's an obligation. Interesting. There's a kium of tochacha, so to speak, by the mere fact that I have this feeling of despising someone who's doing something wrong. Now, why? How is that tochacha? Tochacha means that I'm rebuking him. So it may be that I choose not to associate with them anymore, and they get the message. I frown. There's a frown of displeasure. So maybe that could be. But that, interestingly, is one of the forms. What's very clear from the Chovas HaLevavos, though, is that it's not only the mamar. There's a form of tochacha that's not mamar. If you skip to the last line, v'mikshe olav limchos biyado, yimche bedvarim, v'im eino yachol limchos bedvarim, chayav lasas of beliba. So then even in your, it's not sufficient to say, you know what, I love them, they're great, okay, they're not going to listen, that's the end of it. No, there has to be a feeling, interestingly, of ocheach tochiach to the point where there's a sense of displeasure, not going to say anything, but maybe they'll be able to figure it out for me, and maybe not. But I have to do that belibo. So you see, right? And the Tov HaLevav and the Kiyum commentary on one of the most famous commentaries on the Chovas HaLevavos has this line. I'll quote it to you. He says, "What do you mean chayv lasos belibo?" So he says, "There's an action component to that." Sheyisna osam. This is his language. The eich yisna osam me'achar sheyoshev midaber imahem. How can you be sone them if I'm sitting there and associating with them? Which seems to indicate that the way he understood the Chovas HaLevavos was that belibo means you're not going to physically do anything, it's not going to help. And verbally, you know, it's a waste of time. But you know what? There's a feeling of sinner say, you know what? I've had it. I'm not sitting here anymore. I'm not associating with you. And they'll get the fact that you don't show up to the next car game or you don't show up to the next basketball game. They realize that you're not there. No, I have other things to do. They'll get the hint that you weren't comfortable what they were doing. And
it was a bit like a hair, you know, like a personal hair.
That's right. Okay, fine. So that's one piece of it. The other is a comment of the Marshal, and this speaks about preventative, in this case, preventative medicine, preventing someone from doing an Avera as a form of tochacha. But what if my sentiments are not l'shem shamayim? Does that change matters? So take a look here. He says like this. This is in Chav Zayin. I'm just going to skip to the bottom. Od pasak harash v'chein adin im adam roeh shemakin es aviv o b'no erchav. You see some of these in kind of the Maseches Bava Kamma. Right, Bava Kamma Perigimol the Yam Shel Shlomos. The Marashal says, you see someone, he's hitting your father or your son or your brother, v'hika hamake kedei lahatzil krovo, and I get involved, I intervene to save my relative. Now this guy's not going to die, but he's getting beaten up, so I'm allowed to save him. I'm allowed to intercede physically, and I'm pater for any injury. There's no paying for chovel b'chaveru in that context. Kamo isha hamatelas ba'ala. She's allowed to. There it says vehechazikum imavushav in Pashas Kiseitze. As we know that halacha, if there's no other way for her to prevent his husband of becoming harmed. Vehein imro. Now watch. That's relatives. Vehein imro eshe Yisrael makes chaveiro. Veino yachol lahatzil imlo sheyakah makes. There's no way for me to save him unless I hit him. The guy's not going to die, but I don't want him to continue getting hurt. Mutra lahakos hamakeh. Look at the language. La'afrushe meisura. So here, obviously, there's a huge gap between ein makeu makas nefesh and the guy's getting hurt. But let's assume the guy is, he's holding himself. He's holding his own. But he's protecting himself. I'm allowed to intervene merely for what purpose? La frusha meyistura. That person's doing something wrong. To tell him, stop hitting my friend, he's not going to do. My friend's doing okay, still okay. I'm allowed to get involved physically. Why? Because that's tochacha. Let la frusha meyistura. And where do we have such a thing? So the guy was near. So he now added on to his after his 6 years of as an eved ivri, and he marries a shivcha kananis v'kol yamav, and the days are over. He's not allowed to live with the shivcha kananis anymore. He's no longer an eved. He doesn't want to leave her though. Sherabu mutar lachvol bo lafrush meisura. He's allowed to hit him to prevent him from doing an iser. Very nice. And in fact, look at the Shulchan Aruch. This is source 6. Choshen Mishpat, Hilchos Chovah B'Chaveru, Simon Tav Kav Aleph, V'chein Adin Bodem Aroa Echad Mi'Yisrael Maka Chaveru, V'einu Yachol Hatzilo, Imlo Shayaka HaMaka. The only way I can save him is by physically harming the Maka. Yachol HaKosu, K'dei LaFrushim, Me'Yisura. I'm allowed to do that. Rama adds, V'chein Mishu Tachas Roshu, so someone within my domain, my jurisdiction, Rober Shuo Sidvar Avera. So this is all part of the same Hocheach Tochiach. Rashai lahakoso uliyasro kedei lahafrisho meyisur nein tzarech lahaviu lebeisdin. So here once again, as we saw in the Chovos Halavavos, and not only Mamar, and if you want to learn the Rama, Mamar v'tochacha, meaning Mamar and even tochacha that may actually be physical, would be acceptable as well. So here too, I see it in the Shulchan Aruch. I'm allowed to be mafresh people meyisur, and if it means to do it physically, I can do so, and that falls all under that the category of ocheach tochiach. But here comes the question. The Tur, when quoting this, has it the way the Argamar has and the Maharshal has, that from the Rush, the two categories of being makeh. One is family, and one is a friend. It's another Jew. What's the difference? So we said in both cases the lafrusha meisura is acceptable. Take a look at the sma. Sefer Mishnah 9. What?
First case is kedei lahatzil krovo.
Oh, very good. So lahatzil, that's true, right? So the language we don't introduce the phrase lafrusha meisura excellent until we get to chavera, right? As opposed to lahatzil krovo. So take a look here. Interesting. Kedei lafrusha meisura says the sma. Sefer Mishnah 9 in his commentary to the Shulchan Aruch. Bitur kosaf od bava achas lifnei bavazu. That's another case. What's that? Vechein hadin ba'adam haroes chaveru she'makel la'aviv o b'no o echav or achiv v'haroe hi kahamake de lahatzilis krovo. There it is again. I want to save my relative. She'pater ad kam l'shono. V'diktatik b'prisha. So he, the sma, is being medayek in the prisha. Midolo kail achiv ubino im seifa diroe makel echad mi Yisrael. Number one, he doesn't put those two cases together. They're separate. There's the seifa of what? Of makel echad mi Yisrael, hitting another Jew. And then there's the case of hitting a relative. Different cases. He doesn't put them together as one. Number two, gam kasav b'chol echad tam ifnei atzmo. Each one has its own reason. Why am I allowed to intercede? So when it came to family, it said, Kedez lahatzil krovo. When it came to chavero, it said, lafrushi meisura. B'mitziyasa kasav kedez lahatzil krovo. U'b'seifa kasav kedez lafrushi meisura. V'kasavti di'ika beinayu nafkamina ladina. There's a nafkamina between these two cases. V'hu. Dimzeh habala hatziu lahakos hamake eino bar hachi dirogila afrushi meisura. Oh, beautiful. If you, the one who's now going to intervene, you're typically the guy who stands on the side. What happens? You see someone's getting beat up. You don't get. That's not. You don't get involved, right? I'm not a bar hachi. I don't get involved. So he gets beaten up a little bit. He can hold his own. I'm not going to get involved. I'm going to get beaten up myself. I'm not that kind of person. So the guy's doing something wrong. Also, let's say the guy's not getting so hurt. Bafushim Eisur. I'm not a mochiach. I'm just not that person. You know, I don't walk over to the guy who's talking in shul. I'm not the guy who breaks up the fight. It's just not my personality. Dekamapam, because it's happened many times. Dekamapam im roesh shemake echad lachavero. And what am I doing? I've got my cell phone out, and I'm just taking a video. I'm not getting involved. Ve'eno choshesh lafrushi hamaka meyisura. So watch this. Oz amrinan de'asru lahakos lozeh hamaka. Then I can't intervene now. Devadai mikoach sina balahakoso. Then we're going to be mishaer, that we're going to assess this situation that, all of a sudden, now you're a big tzaddik, you're going to come and intervene and prevent this guy from hitting someone. Oh, you know why? Because you really don't like him. And this happens to be a friend of yours. And you want to get it, you want to intervene. Guess what? Not allowed. Because it's your kavana is flawed. Masha'ein kein biro amake of ubuno ve'achiv. What's the reason we give? Not lafrushe me'isura. Now, is that a good reason? It's an absolutely good reason. But lafrushe me'isura now is very misleading, because there's a case where you cannot intervene. That's where it's not with kavana. But lahatzil krovro presupposes that what? That obviously I will care all the time. This is a completely different thing. Demutu lahatzil krovro bahaka af she'ein midark lahafrush acherim. Then I'm allowed to. V'amechaber d'lo chilek beinayu. After the mechaber wasn't mechalek. After mishum d'lo hirgish was there. So he thought it's a very good reason to be machalik. And the Taz takes issue with this. You're going to tell me that this is a mitzvah. So it happens to be I stand on the side usually. Because now I happen to feel that this is an injustice. And this is my friend who's getting hit. Or I don't like this person. I'm not allowed to do what's called a mitzvah. Look what he says. Hasma mechalek ibeinim rugil, first line, bekach olo, ve'eni yodea tamla zeh hachiluk, says the Taz in Simitov Kaf Aleph. The kaven did dino hu sheyach olahatzil al yedei hakas amuka. I know I can take this guy out. I know I can prevent my from getting hurt. Mali bazeshi yesh lo sino al hamake. The fact that I happen to despise him, mikol makom, who owes a mitzvah, lahasil samuke. He's doing a mitzvah. What do they mean? I shouldn't do a mitzvah. It's like saying, you know what? I don't have so much kavana today, so I'm going to skip the Shmona Esrei today. So daven without kav, so daven without kavana today. Okay, it's at the end of the world. V'chibi kavana salev tal yomilso. What are you going to tell me? The whole thing is dependent on your kavana. Va'af she'ein darko kein b'pamim acher is true. In other cases, I don't do so. Hare lo yafeh asa bosan b'pamim. Good. I wasn't. So I did it wrong 8 other times. So now the 9th time, I did it wrong. 10th time, I should do it wrong. Omnam b'hai meister, shaper kovit, umitzvah kovit. Now I'm doing it right. You know, a person, you know, all of a sudden they start daven Shmoneh Esrei. Okay, you know, something good happens. They win the lottery. I start daven Shmoneh Esrei. No, you can't daven Shmoneh Esrei today. No davening today. Because clearly, it's all about the lottery. Okay, so finally I want to do it right. But exactly. Oh, but watch. He says, I'll explain the prisha anyway. I'll explain the chiluk between family and others. Not based on my kavana, but watch this. Mikol makom, nirali l'chalik b'neihim. Dibimake l'make echad mi Yisrael. Ein potrin oso. Let's go back to the Maharshal's context. It was Bava Kama, and I want to know whether you have to pay for Nezek, whether you have to pay for harming someone. The Atesis is your Pater. Why? It's clearly you're intervening. It's your Karov, your relative is getting hurt. Lafrusha Meisur, your Pater. Not so fast. Whether I give you a Patur or not, not whether you can intervene or not, whether you're going to be potter for intervening. That's the question. So b'makel echad Yisrael ein potin aso im lo sheyesh birur gomur shelo yuchal lahatzil be'inyan acher. Watch what he says. If you, there's not, this is the chiluk. If it's clear as day that the only way I can save this person is this way, so then I'm going to be potter. Then I'll be potter. Masha ain't so, but if I could have saved, hold on 1 second. You needed to punch him like that? You need to take a sledgehammer? You couldn't have pushed him away? You're going to have to pay for that injury. That applies to whom? To Chavero. Because I'm afraid that maybe the sinner played a role here, right? But Masha ain't came by Matsilis Krovo. Interesting, says the Taz. Ain medaktikim kolkach viafilu b'makom she'ain birur she'yolach olahatzil be'inyan acher. Why? The krovo kugufo dami. Wow, the krovo is like gufo. So that's a different. That's right. That's that. And the same way in self defense, I don't have to say I defend myself the way I can. That's what a relative. So I will be mechalek, and I can understand why the phrase la'afrushe me'yisur was written in this context. And the phrase Lahatsu's Krova was written in the other context, but not for the reason of Kavana, like the Sma said, but rather like the Taz is saying, because of the difference between a borrower, is it Kigufo Dami or not. So what we saw basically the Shita Sarambam, where it seemed that there was a steer between the Sefer HaMitzvos and Hilchos Deos, where maybe the Rambam held that the mitzvah of preventing someone, maybe a din of, in Hilchos Deos, a din in Arevus, but not a din in Hocheach Tochiach, where in Sefer HaMitzvos it was clear part of Hocheach Tochiach. We said that another girsa, and the way the Kiryas Sefer understands it, it could be Vaholech B'derech Tova, meaning even the Rambam himself acknowledges that he's about to do something wrong, but hasn't done yet. That's also called Tochacha. We saw the Chovas HaLevavo says Tochacha is clearly not only Mamar. In fact, the Rama may hold it's also not only Mamar. Maybe Tochacha and Mamar are two separate things. But he says to the point, even I can be physical, I certainly verbally, and if not, there's still a mitzvah of Sinna, and Sinna as the Tov HaLevonon's interpretation in the Chovas HaLevavos, walk away, now I have to do something. And then the question, whether there's a chiluk between intervening when it comes to family versus someone else, whether that's a din in lafroshiv ameyisura or a din of lahatzil es krova. Okay?
So the nuance of tochacha, you have to be talking to somebody who's obviously shomer Torah mitzvahs.
Or else they're not.